The question was asked, where in prayer do we have opportunity for our personal expression to ask our own requests and needs? So this question has a few different answers to it. One answer, and they're all accurate, they're all correct. And one answer is that our sages purposely chose words that have multiple meanings. And if a person understands the prayer well, a person can find within the text of the prayer that the text addressed every need he has. Now, that's very hard to understand, but if you study the Hebrew text well, you'll see that that's why we say the text was compiled by prophets, because it had to encompass all of human needs for millennia following the composition. We're already 2 millennia after the composition, at least, of the Shemona Esrei. It's at least 2 millennia since the Shemona Esrei was composed. So that's answer number one. Answer number two is that our sages said that within each blessing, technically in the Shemona Esrei, one can actually interject one's own requests inside, in the middle of the blessing, not at the very end. The very end has to be the conclusion that our sages established. The third answer is that in the blessing of Shomea Tefillah, and the final blessing before we go to the last three, Baruch Hashem Shomea Tefillah, and the end of Shema Koleinu, there one can interject one's own requests on any topic, because it covers all prayer. Now, because of that, many of the rabbis hold and held that one should not interject in the midst of every single blessing, the request that pertains to that blessing, because we don't know exactly how to formulate our words. We don't know exactly which request matches which blessing. So better leave it for Shomea Tefillah. And the fourth answer is that at the end of Shemona Esrei, just before you say Yiyu L'Ratzon, Imreifi V'Gyon Libi, before you take the three steps back, so there again, you could interject your own requests. And that is the opinion that the Mishnah Brura likes the best, because that's even better than interjecting it at Shema Tefillah, because it's at the tail end of the prayer. It's not in the middle of a blessing. So that's the fourth opinion. Aside from that, any person can say their own prayer. You say a word of praise, you say your request, and then you end with a word of praise. That's the formula of a prayer. It is recommended that people take time and write out their own prayer to say at the end of Shemona Esrei. It doesn't have to be a permanent prayer. It should be a prayer for now, for the next few days, for the next week or two. It's very recommended. It helps a person personalize and connect on a real level to the prayer. That's very recommended. And again, the place to do it would probably be at the very end of Shemona Esrei, just before Yiyu L'Ratzon, before we take the three steps back.